What is TWS podcast episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Red. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
When ready.
I feel like the Neanderthal.
Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
They ain't ready.
All right, what's going on? Welcome back to another episode of the What is TWS podcast. I'm doing this one solo dolo today. The brother, Flan, couldn't make it. It's all good, though. So I'll be your host for the evening, Rich Nerd. Before we get into everything, I just want to go ahead and pay the bills. TT Charities hosts and partners with a number of organizations and corporations to help improve literacy, combat poverty, hunger, and provide basic needs. Clothing and food drives, literacy programs for children, and adult empowerment are just some of the organizational efforts that they're involved in. They also help prepare you for the workforce. If you would like to donate, go ahead and check out ttcharities.org. Next up is RG Mode. RG Mode, the brand, is the brainchild of Miss Renee G. It focuses on every level of style, fashion, and trends. To beauty and hair care and even home decor with a healthy dose of lifestyle tips and DIY ideas thrown in. Check out rgmode.com or youtube.com/c/rgmodetv if you want to check her out. Last up is Rena's Cakeys. Cakeys are cake-like cookies. They have the texture of cake with the shape and size of a cookie and are topped with flavored icings. They're pretty good. I had them myself. She doesn't stop there, though. She has all types of confectionery goodness. So check out Rena's Cakeys, R-I-N-A-S, Cakeys. All right, so I know it's been a while. Haven't really done an episode solo, so I just wanted to test this out really quick. Come out here, have a conversation with you guys. Don't really have a rant to talk about. Life has been crazy, going through a lot of back and forth with the family. But, you know, we're happy to be alive. We're happy to be here. We're happy for another day. So we're always going to push forward. A few things I did want to talk about, though. My Giants. I can't believe we fell like that. Fell to the Niners 31-21. That was horrible. Then on top of that, my brother Flan's Redskins lost to the Vikings 38-30. Like, damn, what the fuck? It was a crazy, football Sunday, NFL Sunday. But the highlight, the Cowboys fell to the Falcons 27-7. All I can say is, there is a God. You might hate me for that one, but, I mean, hey, I'm rooting for the Giants, and like my brother Flan says, whoever's playing against the Cowboys. But, yeah, let's get it. So, I saw a post this morning, Cavs in New York to play the Knicks. And LeBron and company were on the train. I was like, okay. Taking a train to the game, Madison Square Garden. I mean, hey, you know, they wanted to do what it do. Get that little Instagram selfie. Get that little tweet out. Get that little recording real quick so, you know, they can say they did it. Reaching out to the people. So, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, at the end of the day, everybody got some photo ops. They got to see their favorite sports players on the train. So, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, if I was there, I probably would have tried to take a selfie too, but, you know, I wasn't. So, I can't do anything right now but hate. Even though, I mean, I'm not really a Cavs fan, but, I mean, D-Wade, LeBron, I mean, a superstar is a superstar. So, it is what it is. Ooh. Got this Jay-Z playing in the background. I couldn't decide which album to go with. So I'm kind of playing a mix. So I want to see how much it mixes and jumps around. But yeah, it's a few topics I wanted to talk about. One of the heavier ones were, I don't know, it seems like ever since Harvey Weinstein, you know, had his issue, had his day in the media, and all of those people came out against him, every day it's like more and more people coming forward. Now we got this hashtag out there, hashtag Me Too. And it's just so many women are coming forward, telling their stories. It's crazy. Telling their stories. This, you know, women stepping forward globally to share on what's going on with themselves and a show of solidarity and support for one another. And like, I knew this was something that was going on in the industry, but I didn't necessarily know like it was on this level. You know what I mean? It's just, damn. And I forget the exact numbers, but Jesus, it's crazy that this many people are stepping forward. And even more than that, the amount of men that are stepping forward now, ever since this whole Kevin Spacey thing. You know, Kevin Spacey was accused of some sexual misconduct, and now it's just more and more men coming forward talking about, I was 13, I was 14, I was a teenager on this movie or in the studio or doing whatever it was. And they were, you know, touched or molested or it was some form of sexual misconduct. And it's got me to thinking, like, damn, you know, there's always stories in the news. There's always something going on. There's always something happening. What about this time, though, changed? Like, what about this time clicked in people's minds that they were just like, you know what? I got to tell my story. Like, hearing Weinstein's story and Kevin Spacey, their two cases, everybody's coming forward. And it's like, I mean, on one hand, it's a good thing. You know, these people do need vindication. They do need some closure. They do need their stories to be heard. But it's sad it had to, you know, take this long for them to get that closure that they needed. You know, it's a lot more I want to say in this subject. I want to save it for when I got my brother with me so that way we can get a good conversation going. I just had to mention that real quick. Outside of that, man. Actually, on SNL really quick, now that I just thought about it, Tiffany Haddish was on SNL this past weekend. And Tiffany Haddish, excuse me, wow, I can't speak today. Tiffany is actually the first African-American female to host SNL. Anyway, she actually called out some of the issues with these cases that were popping up too. And what did she say? Oh yeah, she was like, men, if you're in your office and you're with a woman and she has on all of her clothes, leave your thing in your pants. That is not the time to pull it up. Now, if she takes off her clothes and she gets naked on her own voluntarily, you know, then go ahead, pull out your thing. But, you know, don't be just pulling it out all willy-nilly just because. I thought that was pretty crazy. Switch gears to fashion real quick because, you know, this is one of those topics that I know my brother doesn't want to talk about. Sorry, Flan, I'm going to do it because you're not here. If you know me, you know that I'm a sneakerhead. I love sneakers. I love kicks. Since I've been in my older years, I've actually graduated into shoes too. So I got quite the shoe collection. Anyway, recently, Complex had their convention, ComplexCon. And, so backstory, Pharrell works with Adidas, right? On, several sneaker lines. One of them is, NMDs. NMDs I happen to love. I own a pair of few pairs of NMDs actually. It's not a good habit to have. They cost way too much, but I keep buying them. Anyway. Pharrell has an NMD series, and he released a special edition nerd pair of NMDs at ComplexCon. Do you know that immediately after this boy released these sneakers, they were selling for $5,000? I mean, I knew they were going to hit astronomical prices because his first round that he released last year, a couple of pairs are going for $5,000 to $10,000. But damn, like that day, less than 24 hours, $5,000. The people who own those sneakers at this point, they could buy a house. I don't know why society puts the value on these shoes that they do, but they do it. I mean, it is what it is. But yeah, if you anybody out there got a pair of Pharrell Adidas NMDs that they want to donate to your boy, they want to donate to TWS Multimedia LLC, hey, we'll take them. Size 9, 9.5, you know, we'll take them. Oh yeah. Highlight of my weekend. The Nintendo Switch is finally getting regular applications. The first regular application they received, you might ask? Hulu. Yes, you heard me. My Nintendo Switch now has Hulu. I can watch movies, portable. I can go from playing Mario and 2K to watching Blackish. How dope is that? Yes, my phone had Hulu. My PC had Hulu. My Mac had Hulu. Every device under the sun had Hulu. But now my Nintendo Switch has Hulu too. I'm excited. You gotta be excited for me. I mean, dude, it's an all-in-one system now. As soon as they start adding Netflix and PlayStation View and all of the other streaming apps, that's it. You can't beat it. I mean, I didn't keep up with it, so I don't know if PSP ever ended up even adding like streaming apps. Like, I know you can put media up there, but I mean, this is the first step. Hulu's going to get the streaming apps. If they open it up to where you can watch media locally on a device, boom, that's it. All in one, they're winning. That's it. But I'm going to go ahead and cut this short. I know it's a short episode. I just wanted to talk a little bit to you guys. But we'll definitely be back stronger than ever next episode. And what can I say? Be the light. Peace.